All right. Welcome to Motivational Monday. Today, your note, your point, the pencil tip of inspiration comes from what I'm going to call visible gospel. Visible gospel. So Brian Stone had this quote. He said, what the gospel needs most is not intellectual brokers or cultural diplomats, but rather saints who have taken up the way of the cross and in whose lives the gospel is visible, palpable, and true. It needs disciples who follow Jesus with or without the support of their culture and from whom the power of the gospel is demonstrated not through winning, but through obedience. Now, that's a big time quote. I'm going to say it again. You might need to rewind after you get through this. But what the gospel needs most is not intellectual brokers or cultural diplomats, but rather saints. You, who have taken up the way of the cross and in whose lives the gospel is visible, palpable, and true. It needs disciples who follow Jesus with or without the support of their culture and for whom the power of the gospel is demonstrated not through winning, but through obedience. True obedience. When Jesus goes to those disciples and says, follow me, he says, take up that cross. And that cross is something you're going to have to journey with and you're going to have to discover. And it's going to drive you deep into deep, deep, deep questions. But in and through it, that gospel is going to be born in you. Do you see today how the gospel, the good news, the message of Jesus Christ crucified yet raised is being born in your life? Because the gospel is made to be visible, palpable, and true. It's made to seep in and out through our lives. And it's meant to shape everything else around us. Even if it doesn't look like winning, folks. Even if it looks like we're losing. Even if it looks like the gospel is far, far away still. That those seeds are being planted. A great quote I heard from a missionary was that even though you're never going to taste the fruit, you plant the seeds anyway. Even though you're never going to taste the fruit, you plant the seeds anyway because the seed planting matters. You believe there will be fruit to come and you get up in the morning to plant and to water and to tend to and grow and you keep after it because the gospel matters that much. The good news being born in and through you. Well, to have a visible gospel, perhaps we need to be more clear-eyed. And I believe some of these words now come from one of my college chaplains. I didn't write this down when I saved it, but his name's Mike Ostrom, Pastor Mike Ostrom. And he's been writing some devos. I think this is his. And this comes from Luke chapter 10, verse 42, where he says, there is need of only one thing. And so stay clear-eyed. If there's need of only one thing, you want to keep your eye fixed on that one thing. And here's the reflection. He writes, so much to do, so many tasks to tend to, and much weighing upon our minds. But to what end? A centering goal with gravitational pull? Or a senseless, ceaseless round? Is the tail wagging the dog here, or the dog her tail? We major in minors because we forget what our major is, losing sight of our riches amid our perceived poverty. Why else do we worry so, fearing we will falter? Everything essential, or worse, nothing, any, all. There is a focus and one clear-eyed to declutter our view. Kinship is the goal, the good of the neighbor and the whole neighborhood too, our greatest treasure and God's abiding place. The good of the neighbor and the whole neighborhood too, our greatest treasure and God's abiding place. If we set our sights here, then our labor's not in vain. Nothing is lost, nor any failure fatal, for our neighbor remains neighbor, and our kin our kin. Should we stumble, they may still be welcomed, and we in turn by them. All we need to do is show up, refocus, and begin again. And I'd add, again and again and again. Because that, in the end, is how the gospel is made visible. That is how we are more clear-eyed to God's activity in this world. So may the gospel be born in your life on this day by giving your life to neighborhood and neighbor to the world over. All right, all right. Good day.